Welcome to the Sailor and a Sex Worker podcast
with your hosts, Jack Dean and Whitney Blues.
Courtney is here with us. Say hi.
Hi. Hi, guys.
And Courtney is Jack and my mutual friend.
Yeah, actually, wait, yeah. No, you did not.
No, well, we couldn't use that.
Made episode. The link.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you did this.
Yeah.
Yes, I tried this once before.
You didn't introduce us, though.
Yeah. Didn't say anything.
What do you mean?
Like, you said you were the reason we're connected, but...
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Okay, this sunglass thing is...
Then don't wear them.
Don't wear the sunglasses, about. Dude. What the fuck are you doing then? So weird.
All right, so Courtney is here, and she is the reason Jack and I... We're not the reason we know each other, but you're the person who knows both of us separately.
Yes.
Yes.
Not the reason.
How did you and Jack
sort of.
Fucking kickball, dude. Yeah. I'm a kickball fucking guru.
But before you were, I was.
Yeah.
You were just the beer bitch.
Yeah, when I first came to SD, I didn't have any friends. You know, I just came from Japan. All my other buddies were gone. And one of my buddies was like, hey, come watch my kickball game. And I how do you say it?
You wanted to be a part of something?
I want to be a part of something. God, that was a really bad jackism. But yeah, I want to be a part of something. And I needed new friends anyway. So I would just go to the kickball games and get them beer.
Yeah.
Oh,
and eventually I just started drinking with them and drinking with them. And then they were like, hey, do you want to join the kickball team? And that's when I knew.
I feel like that's a smart way to make friends.
Yeah. Just buy them alcohol.
Just show up to watch and be like, does anyone need anything at the store?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I think the first time you showed up, we yelled at you, though, because you brought it to the bench and that wasn't allowed that season.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know any fucking better.
We yelled at him a lot.
It happens.
And Courtney and I met at the gym.
At the gym.
Years ago.
I went to the gym today.
And we joined. She's in my book club.
Best book club ever.
Best book club ever.
What do you mean? It's when you guys just get wasted on a fucking random Wednesday?
It's not a random. It's planned.
It's always planned. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we read books and discuss them and occasionally get wasted, but not every time.
Not every time.
I would say sometimes. Like.
Okay. What happened last book club?
We got kind of drunk. It wasn't like wasted.
There was no liquor.
There was no liquor.
No, we were just drinking drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
There were drugs in
wine.
There was wine. I think I had one of these.
Oh, a whitey or a noonie?
No, this is High Noon.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, we've had some interesting times over the years.
It's gotten a little out of control.
It a has. Few times. A few, like on a few occasions. I feel like Courtney is the queen of our one-liners, though. Like, we have some really interesting footage from book club.
Yep.
And just in general, like when you told that the stalker guy that we were intellectuals and
gym buddies.
Is that what you said? Gym buddies.
And
stalker guy?
She was doing karaoke one night.
Well, what happened was I was walking out of my house and I had seen this guy who was trying to hit me up on Instagram a lot. And I was like, I'm not interested. You have kids. I don't want to date someone with kids. And he was walking past my house and he had just messaged me earlier, too. And I was like, I was like, really, dude? You obviously did this on purpose. He's like, I swear I didn't mean to do that. And I was like, why are you at my house right now? So I was like, okay.
Creeper.
I was like, at least buy me a drink. I'm going in to change my pants. Wait right here. I went inside, changed. I went to the bar to sing karaoke and Courtney was there. And I just like sang a lot. And she.
But was I recording you or was he recording?
You were recording me singing.
Because you asked me to.
No, I would never.
No?
I don't like to be recorded when I'm singing. You're not going to give us one of those, Jack?
No, I'm going to be selfish.
So, no, you were recording me singing, but you were talking to him while you were recording. And I watched the video after and she's telling this man that, oh, well, we know each other because we're gym buddies and intellectuals.
Not just because we hang out at the bar.
We're gym buddies and intellectuals.
Yeah. I was like, that's true.
I mean, yeah, you guys kind of are, I guess.
We can be intellectual.
I haven't drank liquor in a couple days, guys.
I can't open these.
Jesus, do you need help? You need a man's help?
So I guess we should just dive into what happened.
No.
No.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay. What happened? What happened with the date last night?
I kind of actually want your guys' advice on this.
Yeah. I
want
to hear that.
I'm taking a shot before I tell this story.
Yep. Cheers. Oh, nice guggling down there.
Mm.
Ooh. Did you like that fucking burn?
All right. Calm down. You're very close to your mic.
All right. Let me back it up.
So I went on this date last night with a guy that I met on Field, which is the kink dating app. And we went out for drinks. He was cute, like pretty cute guy. We had, it was just like a lot of fun. And then he walked me back to the car and we made out in the car a little bit. Cause I was like, oh, I'll drive you to your car. So we're making out in the car. And he's like, I just really want to like go down on you. And I really, he's like, I really want to fucking hook up. And I was like, I can't. I have people staying at my house, like people from out of town. There's people on the couch, stuff like that. Like, it's not happening, especially the first time. Like,
hang on. You met him on the fetish app, right?
Yes.
So what was his fetishes on the fetish app?
He told me on the app that he doesn't really have any.
Oh, okay.
He's all like, right. I like to have dirty sex. Like, I want to like come inside you and then have you like walk around all day with my cum in you. Like, I want to like sniff your panties, like stuff like that. Like, okay. But he's like, it's pretty low key. And I was like, okay.
He probably wants a girl with fetish to.
Maybe. Stuff. I feel like, I don't know. So we go and he's like, all right, well, I live an hour north and I'm going to just get a hotel. Can I get a hotel? And I was like, dude, I'll go to this hotel with you, but I'm not spending the night.
I mean, that just sounds a little.
Well, he wanted to fuck, and I wasn't trying to drive all the way to where he lives, and I couldn't come here.
Okay.
So he's like, let's
hotel
do it.
It is.
I was like, why don't we just meet another time? But I think because he knew. You know how you just know you're not going to see someone again if you don't just
fucking do it, like, the deed.
Yeah. And he's the kind of person, I'm like, you're hot. And that was fun. But
what did he? Can I ask what he did for a living? Like, was he?
No.
Okay.
You can't.
Won't ask that.
I'll tell you after. I don't want to give any clues away to who this person is because it does get kind of detailed.
All right.
So we go to the hotel where we fuck. Like,
what? Hang on. Was it Motel 6?
No, it was like this really cheesy motel that I didn't even know it existed. I've driven past it a billion times. It's not fancy. And it's a very nondescript building over by the freeway.
It's a love me hotel.
And I was like, can we have an ocean view room? And I was just being like really absurd. And it was hilarious because the guy at the desk thought, like, I think he thought I was a hooker. I don't know. I looked like one. I was wearing like red boots and tight jeans.
Yeah.
Good boy.
Yeah. Knee high red boots. Anyway. So we go, we fuck. And then like round three comes around. Like we've already.
You did round one, round two?
Round one and two were good. It was like mostly, it was like hot. I wouldn't say like that kinky. Not that kinky.
Okay.
And round three, he wanted me to like slap him in the face quite a bit.
That's fun.
I loved it.
We slap each other.
Yeah, we do slap each other. We have some good videos of that. Courtney, you slap really hard.
So do you.
Yeah, Courtney does have a pretty mean slap on her. All right. Anyways, you just start slapping this motherfucker.
I slap him
just bop, 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 bop.
Yeah. Yeah. So that happens. And then that's round three. And then round four.
Round four? How much cum does this dude have?
He came twice already.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Okay. Round four, out of nowhere, without warning. Oh, okay. I don't know how I should tell this. So I should say during the date we were talking, we got really in depth about our backgrounds and our families and stuff. And he has five sisters. So he kept telling me like how he understands how to treat a woman because he has five sisters. And just, I even made a joke earlier in the night. I was like, he said something about wanting to eat my pussy and he was so good at it. And I was like, why did you eat all your sister's pussies?
No, stop.
And he was like, no way. So anyway, that happened. That was earlier. So now we're in bed and we've already had sex three times and we're having sex a fourth time. And he just starts talking about how I'm his sister.
Oh, no.
And how he's been
fucking knew it.
How he's been fucking all five of us. I'm actually all five of his sisters. And like sneaking around behind his parents' back, and he's been just practicing on his sisters for all these years. And like, I was laying there. Well, yeah, I was mostly on bottom for that. So I'm like, what is happening? Like, he did not throw it by me at all. Like, he just started into a role play.
Wow.
And I was like, I was like, I'm your sister. And then I'm like, I was like, am I older than you or am I younger than you? And
he's
like,
you played along with it.
Oh, fuck yeah. I want to know which sister it is. What if I meet his family? No, I'm never going to meet this man's family. Okay. Like, I could never meet his family. How could I? Okay. What do you guys think of this in general? Like, right from this point so far?
That's the most fucking Louisiana, Alabama, Southern thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Okay.
Like backwoods, West Virginia.
I think it's really interesting that he waited till the fourth time.
Yeah.
Okay. But
I mean, the whole
thing. And he had no fetishes?
And weird.
Well, that's what he said.
Ooh. Well, I guess his fetishes are his fucking sisters.
Fetish is clearly like a sister brother role play, clearly.
What the fuck?
Usually
stepsister.
No, but he was like, because I even clarified. I was like, oh, your stepsister? He's like, no. You're my sister.
What?
And I sneak in your room and I'm like, and he's like, and I was, and all I could.
Straight like really, blood related?
Yes. Oh, and I was like, no one can know. I just kind of kept repeating that because I was like, fuck, I want him to keep talking. Like, I wanted him to keep saying more.
Wait a minute, were you getting turned on by
this? No, Jack. I was just trying to get him to say as much as possible.
Why?
Because I was very curious as to why this man wanted me to pretend I was his sister.
So you just started role playing like that? Like,
kind of, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sneak in my room.
Yes.
And you weren't like, what the fuck's going on?
Yes, I was. My brain was like, what the fuck is going on the whole time? But I was saying, no one can find out about us. Be quieter. I mean, whatever. I was like, tell me more. I kind of just kept saying, like, tell me, you know, doing that, prompting him so he would say more. And it was very interesting. But I'm like, a couple things. One, I've fucked around with people that have fetishes that want to do role play before.
Yeah.
They've always said, hey, Whitney, are you comfortable with playing this role and being this character? Like, this guy didn't ask me, and he knew. I mean, we briefly brushed on the fact that I have two brothers. Like, I'm a sister. So it's one thing when men ask me to be a mother and they're like, I want to be your baby. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I don't have children. It doesn't fucking make me feel weird, but I never want to pretend that someone's my actual father. Ugh. You know, like, I can just step parents.
Yeah.
But he did not ask my, like, nothing, and just wants me to go into it. I'm like, I have brothers. That's fucking weird. And then I just, like, I just can't stop thinking about him possibly fucking his sisters. So he's Sister Fucker. That's his name. I don't think I'll see him again, to be honest. The sex was so good.
You won't see
so
Sister Fucker?
Frustrated.
Why? Was it?
Was the fourth the last time?
Oh, yes. Oh, I left right after the Sister Fucker.
Yeah, I mean, I would too.
I was like, I'm out.
Maybe he was like, well, I maybe went too far, but he was like,
maybe he thought that. I don't know. It was also like,
has he messaged you back at all?
He messaged me on the app with his phone number. I was like, text me.
And
he said, you're fun.
And what did you say? Did you message back?
I said, last night was fun.
Thanks, bro.
That's what I said. Mm. I just kind of left it at that. But I just feel like, I don't know, man. It's like up in my head a lot today. I'm just like, why would you bring that on somebody, for one? I feel like role play needs to be kind of discussed first. Do you ever do role play, Courtney?
No.
Never?
No.
I kind of couldn't picture you doing it.
Yeah.
I couldn't picture Courtney doing that either. Well, so actually, one time.
Jack, do you do role play? Uh-oh, where are you going to go?
Ooh.
Are you talking about the sailor and the...
No, yeah, when I came over to you and your boyfriends with the pizza, and I was in my sailor outfit.
Yeah, and I was wearing my sailor, like,
yeah, and then you had like
one piece.
It was. I was like, I gotta get. And this at the time,
you guys turned on?
I've sent you the picture before.
One time, I was married at the time.
Wait, hold on. Did you guys ever hook up? No.
Fuck no.
No.
Hell.
I just thought of something.
What?
That Courtney showed me your dick.
Oh, that's right.
You
I showed it to everyone.
No, she showed it to an entire room of people.
Oh, really?
At book club.
What do they think?
The boys were...
All thought your penis is very pink colored.
Oh, yeah, I'm white.
I know, but you have a very fleshy colored dick.
It's pink dick, dude. It's lighting.
Most guys don't have that, even if they're white. I mean...
I don't know. God. You've seen more dicks than I have.
I hate that. Like, I do like a pink dick.
I don't know if I believe that.
What?
Has she seen more dicks than you?
Yeah, you're in the Navy. Yeah.
That doesn't mean I've seen dicks all the time.
Don't you guys all shower together?
No, we have curtains and shit.
Really?
Yes. What the fuck?
I don't know why.
It's not like a locker room.
I envisioned a prison shower thing.
No, we have curtains.
They had curtains in gym class. Yeah, wait, Courtney, did you have curtains in gym class?
We only showered when we swam, and in those locker rooms, there were curtains, yes.
You had a pool at your school?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Jesus. Whoa, okay,
watch out, dude. Okay.
Booge. I would get high in the showers at school, but I
didn't. Where we would smoke.
I never showered.
Anyways, we never hooked up in our entire life.
Okay.
All right. I just want to make that clear.
Well, you made it kind of sound like you were turned on by her in the sailor outfit.
No, she was turned on by me coming in my sailor. You put it on a fucking corset.
I was already wearing it. It was my boyfriend's birthday.
Yeah, your boyfriend's looking at me like, dude, what do you want to do here? And I'm like, I'm just here to give you guys a piece of pizza and I'm out of here.
Pizza was great. Thank you.
It was a good pizza, though. Yeah. And I ate the pizza.
Dick.
Yeah. Pizza.
Okay. So, yeah, Courtney showed your dick to everyone. And then we all laughed about it. Like,
why'd you do that, Court? That was supposed to be a private message.
To 13 people.
Yeah, but it was for a blender.
Yeah, I know. But I'm not the only person who has shown people your dick.
By the way, Whitney, do you want a blender?
About your dick.
Yeah, no, well...
I mean, the whole town's been talking about my fucking dick.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because there were five of us in the room, and each of us was like, okay, you have to just tell Jack at a random time that you've seen his dick, like, going forward. And I said it, and then Mr. Silver Fox said it. Alexa's going to tell you next, and Donovan...
All right, hang on. Wait a minute. Alexa?
Alexa also saw your dick.
God damn it, dude.
This was post-book club.
Yeah, it was like the post-after party.
Hey, Courtney?
Donovan saw it, too.
What did they think, though? What did Donovan...
The boys were happy. I mean, I wasn't...
Hey, that's my boys right there, dude.
I don't want to tell you that it's nice or anything, but it was, like, fine.
I have a pretty dick,
dude. It was nice.
I have a pretty dick.
You should trim the bush, though.
Well, that was, like, in my heydays of when I was married. That was an old dick pic.
I mean, I know you've seen me naked. I was so proud of myself for knowing nothing like that about you. And then she Courtney, wasn't
happy. And then Courtney has to come over and fucking ruin it.
No, she just shoved her phone in my face.
I just held it up. We were just sitting next to each other.
It was aggressive and it was unconsensual.
And
I was upset. I was very upset. You know what? I wanted to have left that.
Well,
door
when
closed.
I saw Courtney at the bar, and she was like zooming in on it. And I was like, "What are you doing?"
I didn't want to receive it either. It was fully unsolicited.
Okay, but like,
I got the dick pic. I sent the dick pic for a blender.
He did.
Yeah. And now you're trying to give away the blender.
Well, I'm trying to give it to you, dude.
I mean, I want
you
to
have the dick pic blender,
but I'm going to be living with Mr. Silver Fox for like an unspecified amount of time.
Okay. Well, do you want the blender or no?
He has a blender.
All right. Well, looks like the blender is mine.
They already had blenders, I think.
We have like this house is full of shit. I'm good.
I have one blender, and then I wanted that blender because there was another person who wanted that blender, and I was like, well, they can't have it, so I'm going to take it.
Oh, it was a power move.
Very big power move on my part.
And then just sent out a dick pic to get a blender for no reason, and now you don't want it. And now the whole town's seen your dick.
I think that was his goal.
I mean, so far, I've been nothing but smiles around here. Like, hey, Jack. And I'm like, what up? Two, girl. Oh,
honestly,
shit.
I say this like not the whole town has seen me naked. They have.
Yeah.
So everyone
now,
in this
I think
town
we're on the same. We're on the same level.
Yeah, but people paid me.
Oh, nah. Wow.
He got a blender.
He got a blender.
I got a fucking blender, dude.
I'm sorry. A useless blender.
And actually, my roommate made the best soup ever with that blender.
And
so
now you're trying to give it away?
Well, I was just seeing if you wanted it.
Thank you. I really appreciate you thinking of me.
Yeah. Like maybe for like your birthday or
I'll just think
Christmas.
Of your dick every time. I can't. I don't want it.
No, I'm going to
It's weird to think about a dick in a blender just like anonymously.
It's a blender dick.
Okay. But can we go back to Sister Fucker?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I really want to know, guys, what do you think I should do here? Like I enjoyed rounds 1 through 3 a lot. A lot. So do I see him again on obviously a purely sexual basis? It's not going to be like someone, I can't meet his family, you know, can't go anywhere. But do I continue fucking him and just be like, hey, I'm going to throw some boundaries in here. And the boundaries are that I don't want to pretend to be your fucking sister.
Well, I would put him in the graveyard.
Yeah, I don't see
if any dude is like, the reason I don't even find you attractive is because you have blonde hair and blue eyes.
Thanks, Jack.
The way my sisters look like.
Right.
So why don't you think I'm attractive?
Well, I think you're way more prettier because you have brown hair and more brown eyes.
They're green.
Green.
Thank you.
You know, like that's just a turnoff. But like pretend to like fuck my sisters.
Okay, but we're going to.
What the fucking kind of trauma bonding was?
We always make jokes about Jack fucking his sisters.
You always do. Oh, Nebraska, you're all fucking your guys' sisters.
Also, anyone who has multiple siblings like that, you know. Yeah. Like it's like Steve from Book Club has 7 sisters. Like everyone knows. He talks about it a lot.
I have 2 sisters.
This guy talked about his sisters a bunch during the date.
Okay.
He referenced the fact that he had 5 sisters multiple times.
That's run frag number one, dude.
Run frag.
Red flag number one.
What is wrong with me that I'm like, I would fuck him again?
I don't know. Maybe it's...
I feel like you said that about several people. That
well, the shit in your mouth guy.
That one.
I mean, I like dated him for a minute.
Yeah, you did, but that was...
I didn't shit in his mouth, just to be clear. He wanted any to.
Never mind.
I don't know what's worse, shit in the
you
mouth guy
it,
or
Courtney,
sister fucker?
And not because he had braces. That's not the reason she didn't.
She had braces?
He had braces.
He had braces?
What was the first thing that came to my mind
Holy
when she told me that part?
Smoky dokey.
I left that part out of the podcast.
Wow.
I didn't want to be linked to him in any way, so I was like a little careful, but it's been almost a year.
Like in there with a toothpick.
So he's probably gotten off by now.
I didn't want anyone to be able to figure out who he was.
Well, no one's going to figure out who he
was. Well, my Instagram got deleted and shit at this point. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, he had braces and he wanted me to shit in his mouth.
And
all Courtney, I don't know. These guys are in like top tier right now. I don't know which one's worse, dude.
Courtney could not get past the braces.
The story ended for me there.
I kept fucking him for like, I didn't.
It wasn't the braces. It was the braces and the idea of.
Well, yeah. No, the braces were fine.
And the braces.
Honestly, that guy's going to take over the world when those braces come off. Everyone watch out. He's super hot.
Yeah.
Hot enough that I was willing to date him even though he wanted me to shit on him and he had braces. Those are 2 things I don't usually go for.
Yeah, but I would say, that's like 3 big red flags.
What with the new guy?
Yeah, with the sister fucker. Like, wait a minute, hang on. Was he circumcised or uncircumcised?
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if this man took Viagra. Okay, so he's from Europe.
So he's uncircumcised.
I don't know. He was rock hard the whole night.
Really?
Yep.
Fucking Europeans.
Like rock hard from the time we were making out in my car until I left after 4 rounds of sex. And he came twice, but he never got soft. not once.
Really?
Viagra.
No. That's definitely some Viagra from down south.
I kind of appreciate it, honestly. It's probably why he was like, we're getting a hotel. And I'm like, you know what? Just do it. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. He had probably already planned for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you meet up on the field, then
which
yeah.
was weird because he had me meet him in another part of this of San Diego. And I was like, why would you have me go here if you wanted to come home with me? Which he couldn't have come anyway, but like.
Why couldn't he come home?
Because I had, Mr. Silver Fox had people visiting. So there was like, and I'm loud at sex. Like I'm very, okay. You've been around me having sex. I'm obnoxious
yeah,
when I have
pretty,
sex.
It's a little crazy.
So I was like, we're not going to my fucking house the first time. I'm going to get screaming and shit.
Yeah.
So we got
it's like a murder's happening in your fucking room, yeah. Dude. I'm like,
it definitely
damn.
Sounded like a murder last night for sure.
Yeah.
It was abusive.
In a sketchy motel.
I mean, I was like slapping him. And
sketchy motel like, was yeah. slapping him, sister
by
fucker.
The freeway.
Yeah, I'm your sister. Don't tell mom and dad.
What the fuck? Yeah, I was like, but what? Okay.
So no, we both say
so you
no.
Say, don't fuck him again.
I mean, if it was good, it was good, dude. But maybe really, like, well, you know, keep him in the like kind of graveyard air.
I mean, I'm just not gonna reach out.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Unless he like comes around.
He's going to.
Oh.
Duh.
Well,
he was fucking stoked.
He was like happy with it.
With yeah, he was very pleased last night. He was like, "You're really fucking hot."
Did he orgasm?
Multiple times, Jack.
Sure, told us. Do
he doesn't.
No. Just because a dude
at
comes doesn't mean he fucking orgasms. Okay. Fact.
I'm sorry. Is that like? Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Just
can something you explain I'm something? Explain that further.
Just because a dude comes doesn't mean he orgasms.
What?
What's the difference?
What do you mean? What's the difference?
Yeah. How can we talk?
I thought a male ejaculation equated orgasm.
No, yeah. No. When I orgasm, like if I actually have like a really good orgasm, I laugh.
So do I.
I just start giggling and because I'm so happy, all the endorphins leash my brain. But I've had sex before where I've, you know, just came and was like, all right, that's it.
Well, yeah. Okay.
But if I'm
so
sitting
like a
there,
good orgasm versus a just
yeah, and
orgasm.
I'm like shaking and I'm like, oh,
right, sure.
And I'm like, oh, okay, that no. But when I come, it's just like, oh, there it is. Bye.
Okay, but
by definition,
so like,
that's an orgasm.
Was that is that the sister fucker calling you?
No, it's probably potential spam.
Oh,
they're going to voicemail.
Damn it!
I will say, like, I can squirt without coming, and people think that squirting is coming for girls, and it's
no,
not
just
at
peed
all.
In your mouth. Blah.
I just.
All right, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
But I think that dating. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't go. I want to go back to that.
Okay.
I think you have plenty of options.
I mean, I do, but
you have a lot of options.
Honestly, okay. Sex is really important to me. And
wait, how long has it been since you've had sex?
Since I was in Mexico.
Oh, so how long
like
has that been?
A week and a half, 2 weeks.
Oh, well, that one time you went like a whole entire month. You were telling
okay, between the first Mexican boyfriend and the next time I went to Mexico, yeah, I didn't really fuck anyone.
Okay.
But that's not the point. When I was in Mexico, I slept with two people. And then I came home and now I hooked up with this guy. But guys, I'm not that unsafe, I promise. I just feel like there's kinds of sex. Like there's the sex that you have with like a random stranger that's really hot and amazing and like very sexual, just good. Or there's like, you know, they're like, oh.
A fetish dude who wants his sisters to be fucked.
Oh, no, I was talking about
he
him
the first
time.
First.
He was the first
one. Oh, my bad.
Like it was really fucking good. And but like I fuck people who I'm like, oh, it's just like get it finished, get off
boring.
Of me. Yeah, like a fucking rabbit. Just
ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, not that great of a kisser. Didn't do anything to fucking please
what?
Me. Just boring. Blah.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't know. So it's rare when you get that like hot. Oh my god, that's so hot. It's not rare, but it's like
well, four times I would.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
It's a lot of times.
Yeah, my limit's like.
It was like 3 solid hours.
Yeah. Whoa, Jesus, Viagra Christ.
Right?
That is, yeah, he was definitely on a fucking blue pill
honestly,
that
I
night.
I shouldn't see him again because he's probably not going to be able to do that again.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm going to expect that if I fuck him again. I'm going to expect 4 rounds, not with the sister stuff.
I'm sure he has more Viagra.
Mm. See? Fuck, I'm such an asshole.
Oh, you're even thinking about it too.
I was like, Mr. Silver Fox, are you working tonight? I can call him over today. I'm
bring the sister fucker. Bring him to the house.
If you get me off, like the bets are off the table. I pretty much put up with a lot of dumb, but like casually. I don't know.
Next time you talk to him, will you slip in a couple bros?
Are you confused about this right now?
Well, no, I'm not confused about the fact that I think it's weird that he wants to fuck his sisters. I'm confused about the fact that I want to fuck him again.
Do you think he's fucked his sisters?
Yes, kind of.
What the fuck?
I kind of do. That's what's making me really confused about the whole
thing. Oh, you should go meet his family.
Never.
Yes. Nope. Please. God, how awesome would
imagine
that be?
Imagine if we like end up together and got married and then like...
At the wedding,
it's never going to happen.
You have six bridesmaids. They're all her sisters.
All his sisters. Yeah.
Like looking at them like... And then I'll get up as like the best man.
And then we have a big fucking orgy. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but I will get up like in that speech and be like, that. The first time Whitney told me about this man, she fell in love because he's a sister fucker.
There's a reason I'm telling this story.
He's probably not fantasized about an orgy with his sisters and you.
Of course he has.
Damn, dude, that is so fucking weird. Oh my God.
I mean, he's definitely had some weird fantasies. Like, we get that. But it's just, and it's one of those things like, I'm not going to. I think the reason I brought it up on the podcast and so. Openly
about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that I'm like, this is really weird. And I'm not going to revisit that. Maybe one time, like just when he bends me over and I'm not going to look at him.
I don't know. I think the shit in the guy mouth was pretty weird, but I think this one is almost.
Oh, I liked him just, so much. Though.
Yeah. But oh my
God. Honestly, though, shitting in my mouth is to me is less weird than.
What the fuck are you talking about? Did you just hear what you just said?
Less weird than.
Courtney, can you help me out here?
I don't know.
I don't know what is like equally bound. And you just said that.
I think it's less weird to want someone to perform a really fucked up act on you than it is to want to fuck your sibling.
I agree.
So my neighbor came over last night and said that her friend's husband or boyfriend asks her to pretend to be a corpse. And I was like, I think I'd rather be a corpse in this situation.
Yeah, that's whatever.
I think I'd rather shit in someone's mouth in this. Well, I wouldn't shit in his mouth, though. I would never do that. Unless he gave me like $10,000.
Well, you literally just pretended to be his sister last
night. For like 2 seconds, and I barely pretended.
You just said you're like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
I just said, like, no one can find out. Tell me more. I just wanted him to say more because I was like, is this man fucking his sisters or has he? And I needed him to say as much as possible so I could get to the bottom of it. And I got
you said European, right? What is he, a fucking German?
Don't worry, Bert.
I know. You won't fucking tell me.
I think he did based on the things he said.
More than one of the sisters.
That sounds some.
It kind of seems like he was fucking all of his
sisters. He's a gypsy. He's a fucking gypsy. He's a fucking gypsy.
He looked like a gypsy.
Dude, he's a fucking gypsy, dude. Gypsy people fuck. Dude, they marry their cousins and fuck their sisters. He's a gypsy.
He was interesting looking. He was hot, but like interesting.
As a fucking gypsy.
Yeah.
I fucking.
Thomas Shelby's a gypsy.
Yeah.
What the fuck is it?
And he probably
Where do gypsies live?
What, dude, they're gypsies, dude. They're like
The Peaky Blinders were gypsies.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Oh, gypsies? So you know what a gypsy is? I met gypsies. They're fucking, dude. You never seen the movie, what was it called?
Snatch?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they live, that's like.
Those are pikeys, but they're fucking gypsies.
Okay.
They're gypsies.
I guess I just didn't realize we had gypsies. It feels like.
Well, we don't. You just said he was from Europe.
Well, he lives here now. His whole family relocated.
So basically in America, we would call them like.
Okay, so that's not an American term.
We would call them carnies, like carnival people, like carnies.
What the fuck, carnies?
Yeah, carny.
That's what I think of that.
Yeah, they like burn up carnival rides in the hometown.
I know what a carny is. This man doesn't work at the fucking circus.
What I'm just saying is the carnies, right, is what we call them here. They're gypsies in Europe.
Okay.
They rig the game so that you can lose money.
But. I don't think this man's a gypsy or a carny.
Carny, what do you fucking think?
I have no idea.
He's a southern man.
I don't know that
slash European.
Carnies are gypsies.
Southern slash European.
I'm saying,
you're just fucking just basically locating it to New Orleans right now.
I don't know enough about gypsies.
Oh, fuck yes. I crack codes all the time, dude.
I missed it.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, yeah. So he only fucks his sister and is a carny, gypsy. He's from fucking Louisiana.
He's from Europe. He's not from Louisiana. He's from Europe, though. And
okay.
Like, lived the majority of
So it's even worse. He's like a gypsy carny mix.
I just
Can you imagine that? An American gypsy carny?
It's just a weird thing for me. I don't know. Like, my brother's like hooked up with my friends. I don't think they had any interest in me.
Hooked up with my sister's friends all the time. It was fucking awesome. Thank you, sis.
But like, what happened? Okay, well, it's not what happened to this guy, because it's kind of one of those things I've been thinking a lot lately. Like, I had to, before you guys got here, I had to step on a bunch of worms.
Oh, nice.
Real or like gummy?
Real.
Ugh. Just another day of work.
Yep. Ugh. And this particular man has me like pretend that, like, I'll be like, I got you a surprise. I'm gonna do this for you, and then I do what he asks, which is horrible. And I just wonder, like, how is this what you jerk off to? Like, what happened to you? What brings you to
that point? Where does the drama start, dude? You know?
I don't know. I get why people have, like,
daddy. Drama or trauma?
It's supposed to be trauma.
trauma. I just understand. That's what I said. Trauma.
I don't even. Trauma. You didn't say trauma.
No, I said I did. I said trauma.
Okay.
Trauma.
I don't listen to this podcast, but if you do, you'll hear it. Yeah. I don't know. I just wonder, like, where does that stem from?
I don't know, Courtney. Have you ever done any weird fetishes for dudes?
I really haven't. I'm so boring. We've talked about this before.
Are you like a missionary girl?
No.
Yeah,
I'm not.
You believe in Jesus Christ. You're like, oh, only missionary style. That's it.
First of all,
that's what Bible says.
You're not religious, are you?
No.
I was like, I've known you a long time.
Yeah, no, of course not.
Okay.
This girl religious? Not that get the fuck out of here.
Wrong with being religious. I'm just would be surprised if you were.
Yeah, that would be.
I don't know. Yeah, because like, Courtney is a fucking animal. Sometimes, dude.
This is the most subdued I've probably ever seen you.
You told me to not drink before.
Okay, but like, yes, you can let literally loose said and that drink now. Would you like another shot?
Yeah. All right.
She's so quiet. Open one for me though.
I also didn't drink at all yesterday.
Oh wow, good for you.
Thanks. It's been a while.
I had a couple of beers with the sister fucker.
I did take two. Mushroom capsules before I came here.
Oh nice. You did. Okay, you're so chill. I usually get really giggly. Thank you. I've been eating a lot of mushrooms lately.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Oh, I can't wait.
I really have. It's been so nice. I was having a lot of anxiety upon my return to the United States, which I always do. I just get anxious.
I also brought this, but it might just put us to sleep.
Cannabis infused crispy marshmallow treat. Ooh, 100 milligrams. That sounds nice. It's an indica, bro.
Yeah.
Indica.
What are you doing after this? We can sit on the couch and watch movies.
Oh, I won't be here.
And I didn't invite
you. I got a date.
Of course you do.
Oh, tell us about your date, Jack.
No, I'm taking her to the zoo tomorrow.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
What's the date tonight?
I'm just going to hang out there.
Are you fucking this person?
No. Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
No.
No.
That was a no, but we've done things.
No,
thinking it was a no, not yet.
I think it was a no, but we
No. She's actually a very pretty girl. I'm not gonna say that. That's it.
I couldn't fuck her if I tried.
That's it.
She's actually very pretty.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I'm gonna talk about that.
No, it's cool. I'm only talking about sister fucker because he like doesn't live in this town and hopefully no one.
Well, yeah, she doesn't look like my sister, so thank fucking God.
I don't know if I told you this, but we talked briefly about my short-lived relationship with the MLS player.
Oh, I remember this story.
And I had multiple people call him out by name in my DMs. They were like, no way, you dated so-and-so. And I was like, shit.
Thinking that was going to be identifiable.
They figured him out so quickly. And I felt like such
Cheers,
an idiot.
Bitches.
I'm sure he would not be stoked.
No.
He's got a wife and family or something now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. Oh, good for him, dude.
He has a wife and kids. And I was talking about him like,
do you think
trying to get me to have the team run a train on me when I was 19.
And also, which she didn't do.
No, I didn't do it. And also, every time I would go to his house and sleep over, he would leave me like $200 to $300 in cab fare. And I was like, I'm not a prostitute, but I would sleep at his house. So obviously, he didn't think I was a hooker. Hookers don't spend the night. He would invite me over to watch a movie.
Wait a minute, he would give you $200 to $300 after you were done.
We would watch a movie. We would have sex. We would eat snacks. We would go to sleep. We would have sex again in the morning. And then he would leave for practice and be like, here, call the black car and leave me all this money. And I'd be like, okay, bye. And then I would trudge my ass out to the T and hop on the train and go back to my shitty apartment.
Well, I'm not going to lie. And he would leave me like
$100 to $200.
You really were doing sex work back in the day, huh?
I mean, I guess. I don't know. It was enjoyable for me. Like, he like wined and dined. Not wined and dined, but movied and snacked.
Netflix and chilled.
He Netflixed.
Fucked and lived. Yeah. Left. Fucking
left. But, jeez, Jack, you're really struggling today.
Left and fucked. Fuck left.
Left and fucked.
Fuck left.
I don't know,
man. Isn't it tooted and booted?
Tooted and booted. Tooted and booted. But yeah, I didn't mind. And until he was like, hey, can I call like the rest of the team over? And I was like,
whoa.
I'm 19, bro. I've never even done anything cool.
Until that moment, well, she could have.
I wish now, in hindsight, I'm like, oh, an entire soccer team of 22 to 25 year olds. Are you fucked?
Jesus Christ.
Honestly,
you'd wanna film it.
The only reason I would do that is to film it and be like, give me the $1 million I deserve. And I would like to fuck all of them, probably.
How would you get $1 million from
I don't know. I would find a way, motherfucker.
I know you are. You're business savvy, dude. Duh. I will admit that.
I would make that video. I would make a big deal about the video. I would talk nonstop about that video. And then I would drop it like 3 months later after building so much hype. People couldn't even contain themselves. And then they would all watch me fuck those men and I would make $1 million.
Make it happen, Jack.
Duh. What the fuck am I supposed to do? You want me to bring a bunch of sailors here?
Yes. No.
Oh yeah.
But can you get Navy SEALs though? Like,
maybe.
I want that. I want like a train of Navy SEALs. I would do that. Just like five of them.
I'm gonna give you like five veteran Navy SEALs, like who are all broken. You know,
five veteran Navy SEALs. That's not what I'm talking about.
Well, I can get you Navy SEALs. Let me just go ask around real
kidding.
Quick.
I'm just kidding.
Let me get out my contacts.
I say this like I don't really think I want to have a train run on me. The silence. I don't.
She doesn't think.
I don't think I want that.
Have you ever envisioned it or like fantasized about
obviously,
it?
Obviously, yes.
Well, then why don't you just go with your fantasy and try to do that?
But people watch porn all the time and they don't act out the shit that they watch every time. You know, like that's something I have watched.
Maybe. But if they watch that certain kind of porn, maybe that's what they want, though.
Courtney, do you watch porn?
Yeah.
What kind?
Lesbian, mostly.
Fucking what?
Like, lesbian, mostly. Like pussy eating or like strap-ons?
Yeah. No.
Pussy eating.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like a very rare one for me that I would look up. It's
what,
like,
you read that in a book in your book club?
No, but no, funny
first
story.
Of all, we don't read erotic novels.
I just went and dropped off like six book club books at one of the little libraries. And in there I found 50 Shades of Grey, which I've never read. And I don't know that I intend to actually read it.
I think you should read it.
But
it's
I pulled
awful.
It out. I thought it's it was really funny.
You'll read it in like.
But it was a book club book before it was a book club.
Yeah.
So it was just, wait, I took a picture.
No, 50 Shades of Grey or Shades of Grey?
Oh, I don't know. What's the difference?
A huge difference. 50
Wait,
Shades of Grey.
Did you guys
isn't...
now read 50 Shades of Grey?
No, we read Shades of Grey.
I thought it was really funny this whole time that you guys had read 50 Shades of Grey.
Shades of Grey is actually, it's like a really cool sci-fi book where, I don't know if it could be sci-fi. So
it's like alien sex?
No.
It's alien sex.
I don't know that it's
Shades of Grey.
No, it's basically in the world, anyone who has ever committed a crime gets sent to this place in Texas and they're turned into a gray. Like they no longer, like they like fall into this gray category. So then they live there. But also the people who were, I want to say the people who were attacked have their memories. Everyone has their memory erased and sent to this place in Texas. So you're either a victim or the criminal and you don't know which, but you're in this place. And there's all different shades of gray. It's
very interesting.
Dude,
that sounds like a TV show.
It might be a TV
show. I was
show.
Always baffled that you guys chose 50 Shades of Grey to read at the
No. Well, 50 Shades of Grey is like a writing of a third grade level.
Dude, good
that's
thing
what I thought. Yeah,
I'm about to say, good thing I'm not in your book club. I'd pick the most craziest novels ever.
Well, we would have to vote on them.
Yeah.
So you can be in the book club and suggest all you want.
I would be like the Communist Manifesto.
No, we read fiction.
Oh, that's it?
Nonfiction's hard to discuss.
I would be... we can't.
It is.
All right, well...
We don't read like... We read shit that's entertaining. We've done what?
I feel like two since I've been
like
in
The Glass Castle, which was like that... a memoir about that woman and her family. It was like the redheads and they had all the kids and the parents were losing their minds basically and dragging them homelessly around the country. But it was really
like I read that, but I don't think I read it in book club.
Well, we did it for book club, but there wasn't much to talk about.
Danny Trejo.
Same thing. And we all were like, what the fuck do you say? Okay, Danny Trejo.
Okay, well, just picture this. I come to your book club and I offer a book. And my first book is like Mein Kampf.
No.
It's not going to happen. We wouldn't vote for it.
Why?
Because that's...
No.
We can't read about Hitler.
You can whatever you want.
Guess
you
what
can.
I'm saying, dude. Like that would be interesting. Like, Jack, what did you guys think?
I've been hosting this book club for 84 months. I just know that we're not voting.
84 months is like what? Can you just say 4 years?
I don't. It's 7 years.
It's number
I think.
Of book
okay,
clubs.
Seven
we
years.
Do. We do a number thing because when we meet, we make a little sign and it says book club number 84. I don't know how the fuck. I'm not one of those people who's like my baby is 17 months old. No, that's weird. But I don't keep track of book club in the sense of years. We keep it in track of the months.
I'm just saying, like, I would like to recommend a book to you guys.
Okay. Why don't you come to book club? Would you like
to
read the next book?
Yeah. A book.
Huh?
You have to propose a book.
Yeah. Are you guys inviting me to book club right now?
Yes. So you have, I'll tell you the date.
I politely decline to go join your book club. I shall start my own book club anyways.
You're an asshole.
Can we come?
Yeah, you can come,
you
dude.
You should start it with your sisters.
I shall call my book club the Sister Fuckers.
It's so wild. Like today more than most days, I wish my brothers were alive so much. Cause like, I know Danny wouldn't have given me a straight answer, but my brother Mike would have been like, this is what, honestly, my brother Mike probably wouldn't ask me for this guy's address and been over there to beat his ass or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Why would he go beat his ass?
For being gross.
For being
weird.
A creep. Sister fucker.
you fucked him three times before that, and then
he was a sister fucker.
I'm
until
sure
I
brother
was...
Mike would be like, "Fuck, dude, that's a good fucking
first
time.
Not for okay. fucking his sister, but for fucking
fucking his own." I'm saying I would run this by my brothers. Obviously, I would leave out like rounds one through three. Okay.
Oh, so you leave out the actual major details.
I'm just going to ask my brothers.
Spare the details.
What do you?
Spare
yeah, the details. It's, okay. If this is a hypothetical, if my brothers exactly. were alive, and I woke up this morning having fucked a sister fucker, I would have been like, I'm going to call these two people and be like, hey guys, this man I was with wanted to do a weird role play about sister fucking. Is that something I should think is normal?
Yeah, I would. If you know, I was your brother, I'd be like red flag. I mean, I'm just
if it was something that your brother thought was normal, that he probably wouldn't
okay,
tell
God,
you.
I know. What am I doing? What am I even saying? I hate this episode.
I love this
episode.
It's
not my fault this time.
It's not your fault this
no,
time.
No, it's not. Courtney actually did good.
I feel like I made that worse. Everything I do, I just fucking.
No, this is going to be good. I shall call this episode Sister Fucker.
Yes, you have to call it
but
Sister
you
Fucker.
You can't because we make fun of you for being a sister fucker.
Yeah, but I don't fuck my sisters.
I know, but right. you're
but
the only one who knows
that. But just
because
where I'm from.
His sisters are going to hate
out,
me even
dude,
more.
Shout out, dude, Nebraska, sorry. Baby.
Going forward.
Sorry, Jack's sister.
Yeah. No, my sisters are, they have their boyfriends and they're cool.
They're great.
You should call it Sister Fucker.
Yes, we're going to call it the Sister Fuckers.
Just no, just this, this one. Just one.
We can't put the pearl on it?
Pearl.
The pearl.
Pearl.
You can put a pearl on anything, but no, we're not going to pluralize Sister Fuckers because
pearl-ize.
There's only one plural.
Okay, Sister Fucker. Okay. With Courtney.
Courtney's not a Sister Fucker. She didn't even have a sister.
All right, well, I'll just put in a description like Sister Fucker / Court.
Just
it'd be less weird if I was a Sister Fucker because I don't have a sister.
Yeah. Back to the sister fucking. I have no problem being stepsister fucked.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Step parent fucked, step brother fucked, whatever. Fuck. I'm into all that. That's fine. But he was like very
incest,
clear.
Incest.
It is. Oh yeah, I was gonna say this podcast always goes back somehow to like poop and incest.
Every time, dude. You always have to bring it up too.
It's my fault.
Well, actually, Courtney brought it up this time.
I'm
I didn't
terrible.
Do it.
What did I bring up?
No, I brought.
You brought
it all
the shit stuff.
I brought it all up. It was me.
She brought it up.
I was just
elaborating.
I was just saying, like, I've had two really big red flag guys, and I wanted to keep fucking both of them because they were really good in bed. Why are the freakiest ones so good in bed?
I don't know. Maybe it's a sign from.
Oh my God, maybe I'm a freak.
Well, you do step on bugs for a living.
First
yeah,
of
dude.
All, money is money, Jack, and those bugs were going to be fed to bearded dragons.
Well, at least the bearded dragons could eat.
Whatever. My boots. Killed them quickly.
Did you check the bottom of your boots? Did you have to like pick out the worms?
I have a whole system.
Obviously.
If I have to do one of those videos, I come out here, I have a bag, a discard bag, a roll of paper towels, a thing of spray.
Is that why like everything
bugs.
Was like moved around?
Yeah, don't ask.
Okay.
Do you want to know?
Nope.
And then I like...
If you do though, ask.
Because multiple camera angles... Like I have to do it where it's super close up. I have to do it where it's my whole body. I have to do this and that. And I have to say all this shit. So I'll do a few bugs and then I'll clean up and clean everything and then put it in the bag and then do all this. And then when I'm done, the bag gets disposed of. Everything gets put away and I move on with my life and pretend it never happened. But
like after the final take, do you have to scrape worms out of the
No, because everything's so wet. So you just...
Has anyone asked you to eat the bugs?
No, and I wouldn't.
Oh, fuck.
I cool. would not. The answer would be no.
Well, if any guys are out there and they want me to eat bugs, I will do it for $1,000 per bug.
While you stroke your pink cock.
Large pink cock. Yes, I will do that.
It was like hairy. Medium large.
It's fucking medium. Good size. Anyways, bug crushing. Stop talking about my wiener. It's fucking weird.
I'm just saying you have to act sexual in these circumstances.
You don't think I can act sexual? I'm the most sexual person I've ever met.
I kind of don't. You can barely say the word sexual.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah. You like that? You. You like that pink dick?
I have to say.
I'm sorry.
I think it's time we start talking about Jesus, guys.
Oh, let's bring God back into this.
I probably need him.
I need a lot of things.
But I'm just saying, like, I would eat bugs for like $1,000.
I would, too.
Okay. What are you? Well, all right. Well, you do feet stuff, then?
Not, I don't think I would step on worms. That's
the only reason I haven't asked Courtney to do foot stuff with me is because I don't think Courtney would don't take this. I don't think you'd be very good
I'm
at
not.
What do you mean,
actress.
Bullshit? Give this bitch like fucking five shots, dude, and three fucking
but
white claws.
You have to
boom,
be like,
dude.
Oh my God, you like my fucking feet.
Oh, she
pussy
can. Oh, are
bitch.
You fucking serious? She can easily do that.
Okay.
She's yelled at me multiple times.
But I haven't seen this side of Courtney where she gets like coherently awesome. Like, I've seen her fucked up and be crazy, but I haven't seen like that makes sense.
Dude, it makes perfect sense to me.
Right.
No.
But the
I'm
translation.
Not an actress.
I would need her to not be wasted.
What do you mean not an actress, dude? When you are wasted, you're the best actress ever. But you lived on my couch one time with a Minion outfit.
For 3 days.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you an actress,
depressed.
Jack. Wearing costumes doesn't make you a fucking actress.
No, she was playing the fucking role.
Fucking shitbag on a bender.
I'm just saying, when I bring in my girlfriends to help me with my foot content, I actually do require, well, not require, but I hope that they will do what I need, and which is like, saying like, oh, you like my fucking feet? Look how cute they are. Rub them on my feet. My feet are bigger than your feet. Whoa, that's so crazy.
Courtney,
like,
do it.
I need that. And I just like, don't.
Why are you fighting a fight that I don't want to fight?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
It's come
up. I wouldn't be good at it.
Courtney's even said, you even said it at book club the other day, and I didn't really respond. You were like, how come I get to do foot stuff? And I wasn't going to be like, because you wouldn't be good at it unless you're shit faced.
I don't know.
Just, I don't want to.
I don't think I meant with you.
Let's hear Courtney's sexy voice real quick.
Give us a
and let's see. Voice. Let's see how it turns out.
I don't have one.
Just do it like what you do.
What
like
do you say when
like,
you're in bed.
Yeah. Just do
it.
Do
you say things?
Just say it real quick.
I don't know what to say.
Say like, oh my God, I'm so turned on right now. This is amazing.
No.
What?
What?
I think I'm blushing.
You are blushing.
You brought a virgin onto the show, guys.
Well, you are
fucking the Virgin Mary right here. Might change
God.
The name from
I'm
sister fucker to Virgin Mary.
Can we get some cocaine? I need
whoa.
Like,
I do not do drugs on this podcast.
This isn't about you today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, clearly. I wasn't inviting you. Everything I've said has been to Courtney.
Oh, not to me.
Just kidding.
Sister fucker.
So as Jack knows, there is no fun, happy medium with me.
No, I also know that about you. That's why I said you wouldn't be good at what I do, because I don't want you to be fucked up.
Yeah.
And the only way you could do it is if you were fucked
up. Either stoned, chill, cool,
yeah,
calm, quiet.
I like that, Courtney,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's who we have right now. She's here. Yeah. What is her name? Does she have a name? Is that Courtney?
That's Courtney.
Courtney.
And then you just got fucking...
Courtney.
What should we call that, dude?
Who's the other one?
Is it like Tornado or Hurricane?
I don't even know.
Hurricane. It's a hurricane.
Fucking Hurricane Sandy over here coming through, dude.
People love it.
I love it.
It is so much fun
genuinely,
sometimes.
Genuinely, it's my favorite person.
Yeah.
But
then sometimes I'm like, okay.
It's me.
Let's bring
it's
back Courtney.
The whole time.
I like, you know, level Courtney when she's like 3 months sober.
And then you're like, all right, come on.
But then sometimes I'm like, dude.
I need full on.
If I want to drink at 7 in the fucking morning, yes. Dude, you know, I know who to fucking call.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And that's a fact.
No, she's the best. And it's so much. And that's why whenever she is in town and we can and book club ends, like. Everyone starts saying goodbyes, and Court and I just kind of like look at each other. I'm like, "You're staying, right? Like, we're gonna drink an entire bottle of vodka and fucking call the drug dealer."
Actually,
or what?
Courtney was the one who first mentioned you to me when, like, it's like I think it was like back in like 2018. She goes, "Yeah, my friend. She just she's an OF friend. She does
that
OF.
Was definitely 2020 because
20
yeah
was it 2020?
Yes,
yeah, it might have been.
That's when I started.
We were on one of our walkabouts, and you're like, "Yeah, my friend just fucks a bunch of Navy dudes," and I'm like, "Well, I'm a Navy guy.
Yeah, totally." That's exactly how I described it.
Well, now you said your book.
She paints rocks and she'd probably fuck you, so.
No, first, you were married
funny.
Then and she was yes. friends with your wife. There's
I know.
Way.
It was a joke. I was joking around.
Okay. Sorry.
And now we're here. And it's
yes,
kind of funny.
I talked about book club.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, she always talked about book
and
club.
Me. She talked like, about me, guys.
Yeah, she
stranger
really
in
did.
A strange land. That was.
Stranger in a Strange Land. Yeah, you kept talking about
oh,
that.
God.
I was.
Who got raped in that book?
Someone
definitely
did.
Yeah. Oh, it was like a whole orgy
no,
cult
the fucking,
at the end.
Yeah, like
was it an alien rape book or what?
They turned the guy into like a bigger guy.
That sounds like Giant Test.
No, wasn't it the one where they like genetically altered the main character?
Yes, I think. So. I didn't finish the last 20 pages because I was on a little bit of a bender.
I was in Costa Rica. Wait,
no.
What? Were you? Okay.
No.
This was the I grok you.
I grok you.
What the fuck is I grok you?
You knew when I told you all about like
whatever.
I grok you.
We're not going to go into this
I
book.
Will grok
the book
you.
Was a fucking mess. Whatever.
I grok you.
Stop.
That was another time that Jack had my back for a full 24 hours plus.
Yeah.
That was during the Courtney benders.
One of the Courtney benders.
Dude, I've had Courtney's back for a long time.
I have Courtney's back as well.
Dude, one time, fully. I remember I was at the bar one time and you came running in.
It's like 9 in the morning.
Yeah, 9 in the morning. You're like,
my phone.
Yeah.
I lost my phone.
I know this story better than you guys.
And I was like,
tell me it.
Yeah,
because I told it on my take one.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, I'm going to go like multiple down times. The stairs to our favorite bar.
Yeah.
Someone's going to help me because I had just lost my phone.
That was when you rode your bike back from the house of the people with the puppies.
Whoa, what? No.
No. You rode the bike and you were all fucked up. And then you went to the bar.
Nope. I was sober and I went to Sprouts and my phone must have fallen out of the car. And I was like, my phone's gone. And I went to
the phone fall out of a car.
It was in my lap and I got out. Okay. Anyway, it was gone. And then
I wasn't drunk.
Went home, checked my location, and it was on its way to the library in the town that we live.
The town.
And I was like, oh, fuck. A homeless person picked it up. I need backup.
Because the only people who go to the library are homeless.
It's true. I was watching his route, actually. Like, yeah.
Yeah, no, for real.
Went down the stairs. I'm like, perfect. Jack's here.
Boom. Jack, hey, buddy,
can you come with me for 20 minutes? We have to go get my phone.
All I said was
back.
This. Fuck said, yeah.
Keep my tab
fuck
open.
Yeah. Yeah, keep my tab open.
And he came right with me, no problem, and followed me around. And then I was like, that's him. But I took care of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no questions asked.
I'm confusing two other stories.
What's the puppy story?
Yeah, what's the puppy story?
Well, I don't say puppies at the time, but I'm using puppies to describe these people. So the puppy people. Yeah. They hosted our book club a couple of times.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And one of those times, you, like, I'm the host of the book club. It's mine.
Okay, chill out.
It's always here.
So I always call you the leader.
I am the leader. Yeah. Well, it's always in my house unless we very rarely have it in someone else's house or I'm not in the country. And then I zoom in.
But you're also like the captain. You run it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm the only one who's been to every single fucking episode.
You're the leader episode.
I'm the only one. No one else has.
Episode 8 of 4.
Whatever.
All right, Colonel Whitney.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm really proud of it. It's like kind of a big deal for me.
All right, well, tell the puppy story because I want
to
hear this.
Courtney got really drunk and rode a bike down to that bar that you hang out with and at the bar.
Down to that bar. Kind of the same.
Yeah, same.
I do hang out with it.
So she went there after book club and was like really fucked up. And I thought it was the phone incident, but apparently I'm fucking that up.
Unless it was 9 in the morning.
But you do not remember this right now?
What did I do?
You left the puppy house, fucked up after book club on a bicycle, went to the bar that you hang out with.
Uh-huh. And then what?
I thought you had your phone stolen by a bum and he went to the library, but I'm wrong because now I'm combining two stories. So what happened that night?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I left plenty of book clubs
and ridden
my bike to the bar. You know
what the funny thing is that if I gave you 5 more drinks, you would remember immediately.
Probably. Bullshit.
Because whenever we're at book club, you tell me that fucking story.
Oh, was it when I lost my keys?
Yes.
I lost my keys. I rode my bike to the bar.
That's the one.
Lost my keys.
Yep.
Yes, because I left... Yes, and I left my torn up book. I wish I could remember which book.
Who cares?
At the bar.
Mein Kampf.
We haven't read enough good books. I'll say that. We need some better fucking books.
Yeah, let me in the book club.
Yeah, I lost my keys one time after book club.
You're not invited. I invited you. I uninvite you.
Okay, whatever.
I don't even want to harp on you being a key loser. I just think you're a lot of fun.
Oh, what do you mean?
You.
I thought she was talking to
you. Are you talking to you or
I'm not
Courtney?
Talking to Courtney. I'm not talking to you.
Sunglasses are weird.
Are you talking to me or you're talking to Courtney?
Clearly not you, Jeff.
Okay.
I thought you were calling him a key loser, but like
no,
I wasn't
called you
sure
a key loser
key
and also a fun person at the same time.
Yeah. I lost my keys and ever since then I got Apple AirTags and I put them on everything.
Yeah, dude. Actually, Courtney tracks me every time I go on my wild adventures.
Well, not anymore because now you droids track each other.
Yeah, I have a droid, but no, I still want you to track me when I leave.
It's a military thing, that droid stuff.
What do you mean?
Isn't it?
No, everyone has fucking iPhones.
I thought you didn't use them because the military didn't want you to.
What do you mean?
The fuck do you have a droid for then?
Because I have a droid because I believe...
Once the greens get like fully green, they're just like...
I love having a droid to piss people off, dude.
Green for life.
It's the best.
Green for life.
I get kicked out of so many fucking group chats.
I felt that way too.
You know how many group chats I'm not in because of my droid?
Yeah. How much more money I made when I got an iPhone?
That's fine. Droid down.
At least half the people in our group text are droids. And
weird.
It's kind of obnoxious.
I sound like such a snobby bitch right now when I say, ooh.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know. When I switched to iPhone, though, I started making more money.
That's cool.
I've never made more
I will
any
never
money
switch
because I have an iPhone.
My fucking phone.
Apple has very intuitive software, and it was really easy to edit on there for me. And it was very easy for me to learn and use.
Fuck iPhones.
Just saying.
Yeah, droid down.
And the fact that my computer and my iPad and my phone are all compatible with each other and everything I do is just like
I can do the same thing with my computer, dude. It's all Samsung. Are you trying to move me right now?
I did.
Oh,
sister fucker. So do I call him tonight?
No.
I don't know.
Definitely not tonight.
Obviously.
Honestly,
not
now that I've had a couple white high noons in me, I would do it.
I have to say, like, this is one of those things that I'm like, I want to fuck this guy like for 3 days and then never talk to him again.
Then do it.
Maybe like,
and so we get more
naked and investigative.
Fuck him for 3 days, never talk to him again, get tested, yes, and move on with my life.
Be like a true detective right now.
You have to find out more.
Yes.
Clearly.
I think.
I want him to tell me.
All right, now that we're discussing this.
And then we can have
this,
a sister fucker episode two.
Yes, part two.
Courtney, take three, and I'll find the happy medium.
Oh.
I don't know, because is that disturbing to people? Okay, that's an... Well, I know.
I don't know. I think we should find this out. I think we should like...
Is he the oldest? Is he the middle?
No, he's in the middle.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. They're younger and older than him.
So his older sisters may have fucked him.
I think may have groomed him.
All right, time out.
And then he...
Yes.
Grooming.
We need to learn more about this now. Okay. Now that I have been drinking a little bit more, my mind is more clear.
Thank you. This is my mind always.
Yes. I think that we should investigate this more about the sister fucker.
Okay. So I get to fuck him again.
Yes.
With boundaries and no sister fucking. But I'm going to...
How are you going to learn more if there's no sister fucking?
Yeah,
there has to be sister fucking.
Because I'm going to discuss it.
No. No. Yes, discussing during the pounding.
Listen. No. I know exactly how.
Like, why
I know
do you like your sisters?
Stop it. I'm going to like fuck him once really good. Really good.
Well, how good? What do you
just
mean?
Good. Really good. Really fucking good. And then, because this man does like, I guess Viagra. I don't know. Or he's just amazing. For 35. I don't know. Whatever. So, and then we're going to have a chat. Because I'm going to be like, hey, you know, you didn't really ask me if I feel comfortable with this the other day. And I want to talk about boundaries.
After you fuck him?
Well, I'm going to fuck him once really good without any kind of, well, hopefully. I mean, if he springs it on me again, I'm just going to go for it.
I think you should lay out. As he's like,
I'm not going to be the one to bring it up.
Well, in mid pump, be like, why do you want to fuck your sisters?
No, I think
that would be
really
awesome.
Good.
I
think after that, he'll be like a little more pliable and I'll be like, tell me more about this fantasy you clearly have that you didn't want to tell me.
Wait, what are you going to do? The boundaries conversation or the...
Oh, both. It's going to be a boundary. It's going to be like, what I'm going to do is bring up the boundaries after. Be like, I want you to tell me more. I want you to tell me everything you can tell me. See what he says.
Okay.
And then be like, okay, cool. Thank you so much for sharing. Here are my boundaries.
I will be your sister.
Honestly, if that's what I say, I promise I will admit it, but I don't think that's what I'm going to say.
I don't think you're going to say that either.
If he convinces me that he's never fucked his sisters, maybe I'll pretend to be his sister.
I think he's fucked his sisters.
But I think he has. And I want to find out.
You've already gave up like six big clues and I'm already like putting in my brain right now. I'm
never
going
to find this man.
Who, me? Girl, I work for the U.S. military.
I'm not going to give you any more. How are you going to find him?
Watch me. I'll track him.
Okay, just like you're going to get a vasectomy and we're going to fuck you on your droid.
I'm a droid.
Courtney. That was good.
Honestly, I got to say, this has actually been a really fun podcast today.
I would just really like all of our listeners to message the Sailor and a Sex Worker Instagram and say whether or not you would fuck Sister Fucker again.
Sister Fucker.
Just tell us whether or not you would if you were me. You don't
How was he?
I'll show you.
Scale 110.
Okay.
I'll show you.
Well, hang on. Whoa.
I'm going to pull him up.
All right, you going to pull it up?
Yeah.
All right. Okay,
I have to say, he was very hot in person. Like, it was, for me, I'm a chemistry person. Like,
all right, well, let me see the picture real quick before we log this shit off.
I found him attractive, but there was just like something about him that I was like, this is hot. I am into this. Prior to the knowing about the sister fucking.
All right, you got the picture or what? Stop laughing.
I don't know which one to pick. I'm picking this one.
No, let me see. Oh, he ain't bad looking.
And he's like, he has like good hair and dimples.
Huh. That's a sister fucker?
This is the sister fucker.
Jesus. That man looks like a fucking model.
Yeah, I know.
He does.
Holy
Way too pretty for me.
And he fucks his sisters. Well, we don't know. God damn, dude. Look.
He definitely fucked his sisters.
He fucked all of his sisters.
They liked it.
They fucking begged him for it, probably. Honestly, I was like, fuck, this guy's so hot. Like, it's so annoying.
All right.
Do you want me to pull up a picture of Jack's dick to show you?
No more showing Jack's dick.
Cancel
the whole town.
Out the sister fucker's hotness, because now I'm like turned on again. And I'm like, so I'm going to go call him, guys. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
I'm
no, don't.
Well, anyways, Courtney, thank you for being on again for the second time.
Thanks for giving me a second chance.
No, we have to.
She didn't say much. I really took over this episode. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I think we both did, but Courtney was like our mediator, you know?
I like this.
Yeah, that was fun.
Here.
I really did. That was nice. A really good balance.
It was nice. Thanks
all right, guys. Yeah. Until guys. Next time, listen to Sister Fucker Part 1.
They already did. It's the end of the episode. You dumbass.
Listen to it again and tell your friends about the person who wants his sisters.
No, just shut the fuck up.
All right.
Just stay tuned for Part 2.
Just text our Instagram and say whether or not you would fuck super hot.
Put this shit on our
Sister
fucking
fucker.
Reels, then,
again.
Dude. I'm sorry.
End the recording.
Bye.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Today's episode is brought to you by quantumvibeco.com with our promo code
Sailor69.
You're going to get 10% off your first order. And these are magic mushrooms. Don't forget, guys, it's quantumvibeco.com.
And don't forget that promo code of Sailor69.
Get weird. Thank you for listening. And if you liked what you heard, make sure to like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
We're the Sailing the Sex Worker podcast. And remember, stay safe.
And wrap it up.